Tea producers are under severe stress in Sri Lanka as the early harvest unfolds. The Sri Lanka Tea Board reported that February marked the lowest tea yield in 13 years, down to 18 million kilos, a drop of nearly 20% compared to the same period last year. Export earnings declined 4.5% in January, according to Ceylon Tea Brokers. Electrical power is now limited to 5 hours a day, down from 10 hours. Tea processing has shifted to night work so that rollers can operate continuously. There are 996 registered gardens on the island, and while relatively few operate factories, every garden is dependent on fuel for transport. A diesel shortage since the beginning of March means stocks are now dwindling. Prices spiked at 176 Sri Lanka rupees per liter, about $2.34 per gallon in the U.S. Gasoline is 254 rupees per liter. PMDT CEO Denjaya Silva writes that, quote, tea estates that had kept stocks of fuel have been forced to provide fuel to their transport agents so that teas from the estates can be delivered to Colombo after being sold at the auction, end quote. The cost of fertilizer is closely tied to petroleum prices. Until last year, Sri Lanka spent an estimated $300 to $400 million annually importing fertilizer. Last May, the government ceased importing fertilizer and in November discontinued a national fertilizer subsidy just as fertilizer prices were spiking. The cost of urea, a chemical essential to leaf production, increased sixfold. Farmers say they can no longer afford to feed their plants, resulting in nearly a 50% drop in production and food shortages. But even those who can afford chemical inputs find that the war in Ukraine has disrupted trade. Sri Lanka imports 45% of its wheat from Ukraine and sells nearly 30 million kilos of tea to Russia annually. Estate superintendents write that workers employed at tea gardens are queuing for hours to receive basic essentials, things like rice, fuel, cooking gas, milk powder. Rice now costs a third more than it did this time last year. Prices of vegetables such as carrots and tomatoes have increased 5 times. According to the National Consumer Price Index, food prices jumped by 6.9% and the inflation rate increased to 15.1% in February 2022. Sri Lanka's tea industry generates a lot of revenue by adding value to bulk teas. The continued devaluation of the rupee means that materials for finishing goods, including packaging, cardboard, and plastics, have increased in price at a time when transport costs are at an all-time high. Business Insight. The crisis in Sri Lanka is economic. Sri Lanka, an island crowded with 22 million people, depends heavily on food imports. In normal times, imports are offset by $7.5 billion spent by visiting tourists, revenue that declined by $4.7 billion last year. The current trade deficit is $6 billion, and foreign exchange reserves are nearly depleted. Foreign debt is high. Concerns about food security during the pandemic now reveal a serious vulnerability. Poverty is concentrated in rural agricultural areas, with more than 80% of the poor living in villages. Microcredit indebtedness among rural farming communities is high, and desperate, sometimes violent, farmer-led protests are now becoming frequent, forcing the military to intervene. Next week is Qiming, the official beginning of the Chinese tea harvest. Conditions are favorable for the tea plants. Pre-Qiming Bailo Chun spiral spring green snail tea sold this week for an average $867 U.S. for 500 grams, according to the China Tea Marketing Association website. finished Westlake Longjing is selling for an average $730 per kilo as of March 30, down from $850 per kilo during the same period last year. It is still too early to harvest most teas, including Fujian Wuyi Rock Tea and Taiping Haokui. China is experiencing its highest rates of COVID infection since 2020. Massive lockdowns and mandatory testing to limit spread of the Omicron variant are disrupting commerce at tea retail and restaurant venues. It is still early in the harvest, but the closure of ports will impact exports, and restrictions on trucking limit mobility. Provinces in the north, near Korea and east, are reporting 5,000 new cases a day, with portions of Shandong and Hebei province and all of Jilin in lockdown. Outbreaks are not widespread in the southern, largely rural tea-growing provinces. The situation in Shenzhen and Shanghai, home to 26 million people and the nation's financial center, are more troubling. Hong Kong is still recording 26,000 new cases daily and is suffering the world's highest fatality rate. Biz Insight. TBiz is again publishing weekly average prices for a dozen of China's benchmark teas through May. China Price Watch calculations are local, reflecting domestic prices averaged from many different farms to determine a range. In general, the lower range describes tea available in quantity. The high range is influenced by scarcity. But in China, many desirable high-value teas are grown in large quantities. Averages are calculated in Chinese yuan and converted to U.S. dollars. Export prices vary greatly from the domestic averages listed in this weekly report. Friday summaries of the tea price report are free. Subscribe for $25 U.S. to get unlimited access to data sets from 2020 through 2022. Visit the TBiz portal to sign up. A survey of more than 2,000 American consumers found that tea drinkers place the highest importance on their health and that tea sustains their productivity during the afternoon slump. The survey, conducted by One Poll on behalf of Celestial Seasonings, focused on beverage drinking habits throughout the day. One in five, 18%, said they begin their day with tea, while 65% rely on coffee. The study suggests that persons who say they feel most productive in the morning prefer coffee. Those who say they are more productive later in the day drink tea. Coffee is more popular overall. 90% say it boosts productivity, but only 29% say they maintain that motivation after noon. Two out of five coffee drinkers, 38%, say that their mental health is constantly burdened with feelings of anxiety or stress. Only 25% of tea drinkers report concerns about anxiety. The survey found that 63% of Americans drink tea at least once a week, and that 23% of all respondents say that tea is their favorite beverage when they want to relax. Nearly twice as many people, 58%, drink coffee daily as tea, 30%. Coffee remains popular with older Americans, but millennials now account for 60% of all who say they drink tea, with 34% of millennials drinking tea daily. Business Insight. Tim Collins, Vice President and CEO of Celestial Seasonings, said, quote, "Whether we're returning to the office or working from home, we want to feel productive and energetic. People who have been surveyed for millennia say that switching from coffee to tea can not only maintain that productivity, but also provide many benefits." Collins said that, quote, "We are seeing a record number of consumers, 93%, in different age groups assessing tea because of its health benefits," end quote. Coffee drinkers are similarly motivated.